get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our never-before-featured Product of the Month and newly released Book of the Month for February 2018. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Our product of the month is Purity Coffee, whose tagline is Improving the World's Health Through Coffee. We are huge fans of quality coffee at BYWG, and this is some of the best and healthiest coffee hands down. Our book of the month is Beyond the Label, 10 Steps to Improve Your Mental Health with Naturopathic Medicine by Dr. Christina Jarndal, ND. Both John Butcher discussing Purity Coffee and Dr. Christina Jarndal discussing her newest book can be heard on the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast during the month of February.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer and I am your co-host. One of the things we love to do at BYWG is to find products we use and we love, or books that we read and love, and feature them and to bring awareness to our audience. A product I've used for years that Nikki has graciously sent me a bunch of samples recently is Nikki's Coconut Butter. Today we have on none other than Nikki. So how are you today, Nikki?
Hi, great. How are you, Noah?
Excellent, excellent. Listen, I'm going to do your bio first and then we're going to dive right in, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So Nikki is the co-founder and CEO of Nikki's Coconut Butter. She and her husband started their company 5 years ago when they started their paleo journey and had trouble finding a healthy treat that would satisfy their sweet tooth without consuming a ton of sugar. After sharing their coconut butters with a few bloggers they followed, they got a ton of orders online, and they quickly expanded into retailers like Whole Foods and Wegmans. Today, the company focuses on creating healthy coconut butters with simple and organic ingredients to make fun flavored treats. These days, you can find Nikki with her husband, Andrew, getting a good workout at their gym, creating new flavors and recipes, or playing with their baby, Cooper. So how does that sound, Nikki?
That's it. You've got me all summed up in two sentences.
All right. So normally I don't do this right off the bat, but what I want to do, just in case somebody doesn't listen to all the way to the end, if you enjoy Nikki's coconut butter already, there is a discount code for our listeners, and that's BYWG15, and that'll get you 15% off. But okay, Nikki, what's your backstory? What led you up to Nikki's coconut butter? And, you know, spare no details, going into as much depth as you'd like.
Sure thing. Thanks, Noah. Yeah, it's definitely been a bit of a long road now, but I'll start where it all began. About 5 years ago, my husband Andrew had discovered CrossFit, and he just completely loved it. He was very, very passionate about, has always been very passionate about, you know, just a healthy lifestyle and athletics. And so this was really something he enjoyed. And when he, you know, went to that first CrossFit gym, the trainers were talking about the paleo diet. And so at the time, we weren't married. We had just been dating a couple of years. And of course, he comes home and is like, we're going to do this paleo diet and we're going to start this and we're going to eat really good now. And I just thought, wow, you're crazy. I'm already eating really good. And at the time I thought, you know, my whole grains and soy milk lattes and all of the stuff that I was consuming that I really wouldn't enjoy now. I really thought that I was eating the best foods. And, so we embarked on this paleo journey and, reintroducing fats, which was really the biggest change for me because I went from eating, you know, a lot of like lean meats and steamed veggies, so not a lot of flavor, to now adding grass-fed butter to everything and enjoying coconut oil and avocados and all these good healthy fats. So there was definitely a lot of wonderful flavors, but we both kind of kept coming back to what was really more of a habit in hindsight. I mean, it's definitely more just a habit that we had of having something sweet after dinner or when we would go out to a restaurant or something. So we kind of found ourselves lacking that sweet treat. And at the time, there were some wonderful paleo blogs out there, Paleo MG, Civilized Caveman, and many more that did that had a lot of like fun paleo desserts. And really all it was they would take, a recipe of like chocolate chip cookies, and instead of making it with, a regular flour, they would change it to almond flour. And then they would change the sweetener from just, a regular sugar to a honey perhaps or something like that. So it was still very tasty and really, really fun treats. But we found that, even though desserts are paleo, it doesn't make them healthy.
Right.
So that was kind of the first thing we realized was we can't just, have paleo chocolate chip cookies all day and say we're eating great. And the second thing was it took a lot of time. We're now baking all this stuff and really we're, that wasn't really what we had set out to do. I think when anyone embarks on, just a healthier lifestyle, in general, you kind of want to make things as simple as possible and easy to take on, right? And to enjoy, because otherwise it's not sustainable. Right. You can eat great for a week, but then, once your schedule gets a little hectic or if something happens, it gets tough to keep going. So, so Andrew discovered, this recipe for a plain coconut butter. And so he pulled out the food processor and added the coconut. It was very simple. And he had me try it. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know this, coconut, it's not really my thing. I tried it. I actually wasn't a fan. and that's when he said, okay, wait a sec. We're going to add some fun ingredients to this. And then I promise you're going to like this. And so sure enough, he, added some cinnamon. We roasted some pecans and added that to it, a little bit of Himalayan sea salt, some vanilla. And that became what is now our honey pecan pie flavor. And I absolutely loved it. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And the wonderful thing about it was it's rich. So you've got all the great healthy fats from the, the coconut oil in it, but you're not going to eat an entire jar in one sitting. I mean, I hope not. You'll have, one or two spoonfuls and, the richness of it is going to be satiating and makes you feel good. But the second wonderful thing that, that we loved about it was the convenience factor. So we could put the lid back on of it and put it away. And so it wasn't one of these things where, you made this giant batch of cookies or a big cake and had to have, now every night a piece of whatever dessert. Now we could just have, a spoonful or two whenever we actually craved something sweet and then put it away. So it really solved, a kind of problem that we had. And at this point, I should mention, there was no thought of business or anything whatsoever. It was just us making something in the kitchen for ourselves. And so the next thing we thought to do was, take it to the gym that at this point, Andrew was, had started coaching at a CrossFit gym. And so we took some to that gym to see what his, other coach friends thought of it and some of the members, and everyone was like lining up to buy some from us. And we thought, well, man, we don't have any to sell. So that's when we thought, hey, well, this could be a fun project. We watched Shark Tank. So of course we were all motivated to start something. and so we thought, all right, well, why not get, let's see if this is really a thing. Let's send it to, these bloggers that I'd mentioned that, we had been following for some time. Let's see what they think. If they think this is the real deal, then maybe we have a legitimate, project out here. And so we did. We sent out samples and then sure enough, within like 48 hours, we had all of these orders. It was crazy. It was our first big, big boost. And we ran out frantically, you know, looking at our local grocery stores, the public stores for jars, for coconut, for all these flavors and things to you know, make this. And of course, we had to buy another food processor. And we spent the next 2 days, night and day, I didn't sleep for 2 days, making coconut butter. And that's when we thought, hey, maybe we've got something. So it was pretty cool. It was definitely a really cool launch. It was fun, and it was a cool way to kind of test it out and see if this was really a thing. So over the next 6 months, we started, you know, making things a little bit more legitimate and found a commercial kitchen space and, you know, started making things. I mean, you know, made like proper labels. I mean, initially, you know, I was handwriting the names of the flavors on and, definitely not making things the way, they should be done. But it was a fun start.
So for our entrepreneurs out there, and we'll get into the health aspects and exactly some of the other flavors and all the fun stuff in a minute. How did you, from being like a little mom and pop, you know, just making some for your friends and family and some bloggers, like how do you take the next step to go, you know, you mentioned the commercial kitchen, but, you know, into Whole Foods? Because last Thursday I was in the Paramus Whole Foods with my wife, and I, you know, I saw your butt and I said, oh, I'll be interviewing, you know, Nikki next week. And she said, that's cool. You know, so, like, so it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real. It's in Whole Foods. I mean, I buy mine online, but you can get it at other places. There are a few Wegmans around here. I've never even been to one, but I know there are a few. How does that jump happen, or what kind of leap of faith, or what kind of, I don't know, how does that happen?
For sure. No, you're absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a great question, because I still don't know exactly how we did it. And I'll get back to the point, but Wegmans, by the way, if you have not been, I've been told, I still haven't been to one, or pardon me, I'm sorry. You know what? I have been to one. I went to one last year. Okay. It's amazing. This store is like, I mean, it's so, I think it was voted the best grocery store to work for in the U.S., so that tells you something. And every customer that, you know, that we hear from that says they buy it at Wegmans is just, I mean, they go on and on and on about this place. So if you do have one nearby, I definitely recommend checking it out. But yes, back to, you know, what got us to really kind of pull the trigger on this. You know, we really went by that sort of, you know, supply and demand, just testing the demand, testing the market, seeing what was going to start. So it helped that we launched with an online platform, which is still where we have our website today, called Shopify. So Shopify, you can sell things from t-shirts to cars. I think Ford has their website on Shopify, or I might be wrong. It may be another car company. And food and all, any sorts of products. So Shopify is, they launch every year, or they used to launch a build a business competition. And it just so happened to start in August, which is when we actually started, and would end through, I want to say maybe February is when it would end. And so the companies with the highest sales would win mentorship from, like, I think one of them was Damon John from Shark Tank, and Tim Ferriss, and, you know, all these wonderful, you know, amazing entrepreneurs who've made it. And so the way we kind of looked at it was always like, okay, it's like a game, you know, let's see how we can get big sales and just, you know, kind of put it out there. And we never thought, okay, we're investing this big chunk of cash and, you know, and we're going to make this into a, you know, scalable business that's going to be really successful and make millions and millions of dollars. It was always just, you know, let's test things out. Let's see how far we can go. And I think that's kind of a nice perspective to have when you start, because it's really daunting. I remember when we finally did get the commercial kitchen space 6 months down the road. At that point, we had signed a lease, and the landlord wanted us to sign a lease for 3 years, and we negotiated it down to 1 year with an option to renew each year. But it was very daunting because we thought, man, like now we're stuck here. I mean, this is, it's no longer just a game, but you know, this is something big. And so I think when you first embark on some kind of, you know, a business launch, making, you know, putting, first of all, writing things down on paper was really nice because it clarified exactly what it was, what we were doing, but then also just kind of simplifying it in your mind so that you don't feel like you have this, you're carrying this big weight on your shoulders of, oh man, we've got all this, you know, this to prove. And we always knew, I mean, at the, you know, in the worst case scenario, I mean, I had graduated out of college with a marketing degree and I had, had a few years of sales experience. So we knew, okay, I can pick up a sales job, you know, anywhere. I can do this. It's not the end of the world if this doesn't work out. So I think kind of like keeping those things in mind is good when you start out, because it's it could be really scary, and I think a lot of people kind of shy away from taking that leap. But so sorry, I kind of drifted on this this part, okay. But yeah, just, you know, scaling up into the retailers, into Whole Foods and Wegmans and, you know, even selling on Amazon, which is pretty big. It all just kind of started with a lot of, you know, the way we started. So when we sent it out to the bloggers and they kind of, you know, shared it with their friends and followers, and we got it, you know, we started getting all of these online sales, but then a lot of people would write to us and say, oh, it would be awesome if you sold in this store. It'd be great if we could find you at Whole Foods. And this was, I mean, it was over 5 years ago. So at the time we were also, I think people were still buying more in, you know, in health food stores and in grocery stores versus like now, I think, you know, buying on Amazon is just so, it's so common, you know, we don't even think twice. We just buy everything on Amazon.
Right.
But, So yeah, we, you know, thought, hey, why not? Why don't we go into, you know, Whole Foods and see? And so we, sought out our local, Whole Foods rep, which, at the time, now that Amazon has purchased Whole Foods, things have been, changing quite a bit. So I'm not sure this is the same route to take, but, what we did at the time was, there are like regional buyers, which is a really wonderful thing in your region. Up in New Jersey, you're going to find that the buyer is going to prioritize products from the area over other companies bringing their products in. So it's a really cool thing. You get to have like local, you know, local foods to your area, which is nice. So we went to our regional buyer, and it took us a really long time to get a hold of him. It took us a few months. And he finally, you know, emailed us and said, all right, you know, I'm ready for, you know, to get you guys an appointment. Just to make sure you add this, and this to your label, because at the time our label was still pretty simple. And I should tell you a little bit about that, a little anecdote on the simple labels. So Noah, we thought you know, we were very afraid of putting, you know, making claims and doing all this stuff. We thought, all right, everything needs to be very, you know, approved by the FDA. We have to have, you know, make sure that we're doing things the right way, especially if we're going into grocery stores. And I've got to be honest, there isn't a lot there is a lot of guidance, but there isn't a lot of, what's the word that I'm looking for? I guess there aren't too many people that come in and really inspect and say, oh, this is right, or, you know, this isn't right, and you can't, you know, you have to, correct your label before it, you know, is getting sold online. So I think, you know, as customers, we need to be careful too. And especially as we're buying more and more online, and just make sure that, you know, A, the claims are true, that we see, you know, perhaps reviews can help with this. But there are a lot of products being made out there that, I mean, you know, Whole Foods has a wonderful system of, you know, verifying everything. They'll, you know, come in and check out your kitchen and, you know, look at all of your certifications and, you know, even check the, like the ingredients, your suppliers and everything, make sure that everything is correct and, you know, by their standards. But, again, besides them, I really, you know, that was the first time that we actually had to do a lot of those things. So just a heads up for customers out there. yeah, going back to the Whole Foods buyer, he, just told us to, you know, add a few things and then we got our meeting and we went in with a full sales pitch thinking we were going to be, you know, like in front of the sharks in the Shark Tank. And, he basically said, all right, are you ready to start? How many stores can you guys support? And naturally we're like, all of them, we can do all the stores. And he's like, okay, I'm going to start you with four. So, that's kind of how it started.
That's pretty fascinating. So it's doable out there for people who are thinking about starting a business.
Yeah, it really is. I think, you know, taking that pressure off yourself of like making it and all that. I mean, I say, you know, now is a wonderful time, especially selling online. There's so much that you can do with so little overhead. And if you have a great idea, you know, just the thought of knowing you can always bounce back. You know, you can always come back to your career. You can always come back. It may not be the same position you're in. It may not be, you know, you're giving up something, but it's better than saying, you know, what if, like, I wonder what if I had tried that.
Right. So now let's dive into the product a little bit. So, cause I love it. Like nutrition wise, flavor wise. I mean, it's got great flavor. It's low in sugar, but it still retains a sweetness. It's got a huge amount of fiber. It is satiating. Yeah, just dive into the products, you know, health benefits, why coconut, saturated fats, the whole, you know, just go for it.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, coconut, first of all, are products that are made with all, you know, simple ingredients that you can recognize. So we wanted to be, you know, really clean with our products, and it's why we made them in the first place, was for ourselves, and so that we don't, you know, add any you know, natural flavors or preservatives or anything else. What you see on the label on the ingredients list, it's what's in there and something that you can recognize and you can teach your kids about. So the main component in our coconut butters is the coconut. And we get an organic, unsweetened coconut that comes from Sri Lanka. And it is, I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, this coconut in itself it's naturally sweet. So it has, you know, that sweetness already. And, you know, with the coconut oil in it, it's just, it's amazing. So you have these wonderful, healthy, fats. And, so you're getting these, you know, medium chain triglycerides, which are wonderful for just, you know, overall energy, vitality. I have, you know, I can't make a lot of the claims, but I have gotten a lot of, email feedback from people who suffer from, you know, things like diabetes or, Alzheimer's or a lot of different conditions that are, you know, just thanking us for making this treat that's low in sugar, but still having that natural sweetness that they can enjoy, you know, without the negative consequences. So that in itself is really cool. With the sugar, we wanted to keep it very, again, all natural. I mean, that's really our priority with what we do. Originally, we started sweetening them with honey, and we just always thought honey has the best bang for your buck when it comes to sweetness for, you know, sugar content. But, we found really quick that the mixing in the honey was, it just wasn't mixing in very well. And, we were also alienating a lot of our friends in the vegan market, which is, something that was really important to us because we had a lot of people that were, you know, asking for a honey-free, version. Mm-hmm. So, we have since then transitioned to a coconut sugar. So now we've got coconut meat, we've got coconut oil and coconut sugar in the product, which is pretty awesome. I mean, it's basically coconut. and it's wonderful. Again, very, you know, low in that sugar content, which is you know, great if you're doing, if you're following a low carb diet, if you're following a ketogenic, or you're just watching your sugar. I mean, it's, you don't have to be following anything specific. It's just a great, you know, treat to have. And, you know, as we mentioned earlier, it's got that richness. So because of that, you know, the healthy fats, you've got that nice satiating feel, and you can, you know, either just enjoy it by the spoonful, which is really what most of us do. Or you can, you know, blend it into your coffee and make a sort of like flavored version of a bulletproof coffee, in the morning. So then you're getting your energy, you know, great dose from the caffeine, you know, great boost with the coconut oil. And it's just an awesome way to start your day. And you can also, I mean, a lot of our customers will mix it into their smoothies or add it on like a bowl of oats, or even just, you know, spread it on like toast, or, you know, enjoy with fruit or things like that. But yeah, I mean, I've found a lot of people with children actually tell me it's been the best way that they've been able to get their children to enjoy good, healthy fats. So, you know, you can get, you know, the great fats from, you know, fish oils and avocados and, you know, coconut oil. But I mean, it's, you know, sometimes can be a little tough to get kids to eat things.
Yeah, I can attest to that. I have two kids. One eats really well. One eats pretty poorly, but the one that doesn't eat so great, my little Kellen, he likes your coconut butter, and he'll scoop it out himself into a little bowl and eat some. So definitely. So it's definitely.
And isn't that funny? I mean, that's awesome. I find it very humbling, because I've always thought for children, I thought, oh, I'm, you know, my child is never going to have, you know, this, or my child is always going to like this. And, you know, there are days that they don't want the broccoli and they don't want, and their taste buds do change. So it's, man, it's definitely a lesson, in parenting and motherhood. But that's awesome that he likes the, you know, dark chocolate. There you go. You're getting him some, you know, great fats in there, and they think they're getting a treat. So
yeah. Well, you mentioned that. So everyone wins. Let's go through some of the flavors now. And I know they change. Yeah. And I guess this is what's considered the standard, the vanilla.
Yes.
Is that like the baseline one?
Absolutely. Our vanilla cake batter is like, it's our best seller. I mean, people just, you know, they love it. We actually have a 5-jar sampler pack, and in this sampler pack, we have one of each flavor, but two vanillas, because we just know, even if you haven't tried it, it's kind of like that go-to flavor. So the vanilla cake batter, it's simple. It's got coconut oil, a little bit of vanilla extract, coconut sugar, and Himalayan sea salt. So it's super simple, really tasty. And we actually have one of our best, you know, most popular recipes is a recipe for coconut butter cups. And so you can get like a really good dark chocolate and melt it down and then make, you know, little cups. I mean, I can send you the link for the recipe. But put some of the vanilla cake batter inside instead of like peanut butter. And man, that is, it's definitely a treat. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people ask us about like a plain version. And, you know, I've got to be honest with you. We've, you know, tried other coconut butter brands out there, and they're all phenomenal. I mean, we think that there's already really great plain versions. So for us to go out and put another one, you know, when there are good ones out, it seems a little bit redundant, and we're not looking to be competing in that space, but more so just creating something new. So vanilla cake batter is our bestseller. Next, I'd have to say our dark chocolate fudge is a pretty consistent, number two. There are times that it beats the vanilla cake batter. And one of the really cool things about the dark chocolate fudge and all of our coconut butters actually in general is they are temperature sensitive. So coconut oil, if you've ever, you know, if you have a jar at home, you'll notice it's either really solid when it's cold or it's really like it's liquid, you know, when it's in warm temperatures. And so the coconut butter kind of follows those tendencies. And so you'll see like in the cold, it'll be, you know, pretty solid, and you'll have maybe like a, like that separation of the coconut oil on top, the white. So the cool thing about the dark chocolate is if you have it warm, so you have it nice and like liquid, really creamy, and you drizzle it over ice cream, it makes a natural magic shell because it solidifies on top of the ice cream. And it is amazing. I mean, it's one of our, you know, favorite treats and favorite uses for it. But, yeah, the dark chocolate fudge is wonderful. And the third sort of consistent one that we have, so we have vanilla cake batter, dark chocolate fudge, and honey pecan pie. So these three are the ones that you're going to find in retailers everywhere. Honey pecan pie is my personal favorite. It's got cinnamon and roasted pecans. It's got coconut sugar, vanilla, and Himalayan sea salt. It's really nice and wonderful with apple slices. That's kind of my favorite application with it. But again, you can make a really nice version of a bulletproof coffee with it or add it to your smoothies. And just a great flavor in general. After that, we also have our pumpkin spiced donut. Now, this one, I've got to say, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, we may or may not have it available. It is a seasonal treat. Right now we happen to have some on sale, which with the coupon code is a great deal. And this one, I mean, it's a crazy seasonal favorite. You know, I mean, how crazy people get during pumpkin season.
Right.
So this is a treat, especially I think around the holidays, because, you know, you've got all your friends and family out there eating, you know, all these, you know, crazy, really, really fun looking desserts. And sometimes it's just hard to, you know, to stay on top of your own, you know, health and healthy lifestyle around that. So I find a lot of our customers kind of, you know, double up on this one for during the holidays, just to kind of help out, with that temptation.
Now, can you spill the beans? Are there any other flavors in the works, or have you tried any other flavors that was like a disaster? Like when you're creating flavors, like how does that whole process happen?
Okay, so creating flavors is one of our favorite parts about this business. I'm not gonna lie, it's really fun. We have all right. So, gosh, the timing on this is pretty good. We do have a new flavor coming out, and you might have tried this one, Noah, because we did have it out before. It's our cashew cookie butter, and
I have not tried that. No, I have not.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to send you some. So we are literally—I mean, it should be here any day now. So this flavor, we created it just last year, and it was just a seasonal flavor, but it was a really big hit. And what it is it's toasted cashews, toasted coconut this time. We actually roast it, and a little bit of cinnamon, some vanilla, and Himalayan sea salt. So no sugar added. So if you are doing a Whole30 or a strict keto, you know, ketogenic diet or something like that, where, you know, you really want to just be, you know, very clean and stay away from sugars altogether, this is going to be your best friend. I mean, it is amazing. And so I think by the time this episode will be out, we'll have some available. So I hope you guys get to try some, because it's really, really good. I'll definitely send you some.
I'd be interested in that for sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Now, one that we wanted to make work, and this is I laugh because it's really my husband's project, and it just really never worked out for me. So this was our mint chocolate chip flavor. And
I've tried that flavor. Yep.
Did you? Okay. So I'm curious, what are your honest thoughts on that one?
I liked it, and my family likes mint chocolate chips, so I had no issues with it at all.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, I will say, some people told us that it tasted like toothpaste. And here's why. I'll tell you. So we, you know, we are very, I mean, and you've heard me say this now several times over this interview, just the sugar content has been a big, it's sort of, you know, one of our priorities when we create this, because I mean, there are amazing treats out there and, you know, with amazing ingredients, but if the sugar content is high, it's, you know, it's no longer that healthy treat for some of us that we want it to be. And so that was really one of our guiding, you know, sort of first principles, was, you know, having something that was very low in that sugar content. And with the mint chocolate chip, I mean, the whole idea was, let's make a healthy version of a thin mint, right? Those Girl Scout cookies that are just like amazing tasting, but yeah, of course have a million things in them. And so we thought, oh, this is going to be really fun. It's going to be such a hit. And really the truth is that you need a certain amount of sugar to balance out that peppermint. Wow. So what happened was we were very reluctant on adding more sugar, but then adding less mint just didn't make it sort of minty enough. And so I mean, ironically, and this was now like over, I want to say maybe 2 years ago that we launched that one, and we still have people email us asking for, you know, when we're going to bring it back. And so I'm not saying it's never going to make its comeback, but I think, you know, if we do bring it back, we will probably have to bite that bullet and say, all right, maybe we'll add another gram of sugar per serving on that one, just to, you know, make it a little more friendly for most palates. But yeah, that was probably our big bum, and we really thought it was going to be. I mean, Andrew was pretty upset about that one.
That sounds cool. The chemistry and concocting new flavors, and even just sitting around the dinner table, just thinking of new flavors. To me, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You know, it really is. It's one of the best parts about the business, because besides getting to meet customers, I mean, getting to meet customers and really kind of like hearing that feedback is wonderful, because So I should say Andrew, he owns this CrossFit gym with his brother now. And every day I hear something from someone about how my husband is changing their lives, how, you know, they are so much healthier and some, you know, just feel wonderful. So all of this stuff, and he gets, you know, just this wonderful feedback every single day. And so I joke that, you know, here in my, you know, home office or, you know, wherever I am that I'm working, you know, I don't often get to hear from our customers. So sometimes I'm wondering, thinking, ooh, like, do they like it? I wonder if, you know, sales are a little bit lower on this flavor now. Like, I wonder if that's still a good one. And so every time you kind of get that feedback, it's like, all right, we're doing something good here. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the best part of the business. But playing around with new flavors is always wonderful. And of course, if any of your listeners, anyone has any ideas, we love playing around in the kitchen. And if you can think of something fun, you know, definitely let us know. We're always open to, you know, creating seasonal flavors and, yeah, and putting fun stuff out there. I mean, it's part of why we have this business.
Cool. Now I have essentially one final question for you. And I ask this is my final question I ask all the podcasts that I do. From when you wake up to when you go to bed, what does your day look like?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I'm curious to listen to more of the answers, because that's changed a lot, since the baby. So, now wake up, he is basically my alarm clock. I try to get up around 5:30 to beat him, and we've recently purchased an infrared sauna, which has been just amazing. It's such a cool thing to have at the house, but also something that's it's kind of given me like my space, which is nice. I get this, you know, whatever 20 minutes. I try to shoot for 20 minutes, and sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't. But it's that time for me before the day sort of starts, and so I try to do that, and then the baby wakes up, and then I feed him. Right now I'm making him these pancakes, and it's one egg, one banana, and spinach, and he is, like, obsessed with them. And he's in the like this phase where he's like wanting to feed himself. So it's nice because it's kind of like a solid thing that he can, you know, eat without making a giant mess. So after that, we go to the gym, and there is a childcare there, which is awesome. So I get a good workout in. Baby gets to play with his friends, and then we come home, shower, I eat, and then we have his nanny who comes over. Is this awesome friend from the gym who basically she comes over, watches him for a few hours a day, and that's until about maybe 3:34-ish. So I haven't really given you hours, but yeah, she kind of, you know, watches him, and in that time, that's basically my work mode. So I have to get really focused and get my list down and start to, you know, do a lot of the things that, that I need to for the business. So at this point, it's, really kind of, I'm working, you know, I'm my own team, in the company, but I've outsourced a lot of things in the operation. So I'm constantly in talks with our production team. I'm constantly talking with the fulfillment company at the warehouse to, you know, get orders out, and customer service, and all of these, you know, different things. So my work day revolves a lot around managing, you know, all of those things, and then adding some, you know, social media and marketing to the mix, and hoping I don't get stuck, you know, just browsing through social media in that part, because that definitely it's definitely happened a few times. After that, I come home, or I'll, you know, go out and play with the baby. And right now I'm in a habits challenge with the people at our gym, and one of my habits for the next 40 days is to get off of Facebook at 3 p.m. So after 3 p.m., I no longer go on Facebook, and it's helped me be more present with the baby and just be more engaged in you know, playing with him and you know, doing all sorts of fun stuff that we, you know, kind of do in the afternoon. And then I cook dinner, and we put him to bed, and it's really sad, but I kind of go to bed right after.
That's not sad. That's what we all do.
you get that. Oh yeah. I think as parents, like this was another one of those lessons in motherhood. Like before I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to get to clean the house and work another 3 hours once he's down. And, you know, occasionally I'll get some good stuff done, but, I think I like to just kind of wind down, read a good book, listen to a podcast, and just doze out for the day.
sounds good to me. Sounds good. Any last or final words? I'm looking forward to the cashew cookie butter. I trend towards a ketogenic diet for a while now, really low sugar, high fat. So yeah, that sounds great to me, that there's no added sugar. So I'm looking forward to that product. Anything else for our audience?
You know, feel free to reach out, guys. I am on Instagram at Nikki's Coconut Butter. Same with Facebook. I'm more than happy to, you know, answer any questions. And if you have any flavors you'd like for us to try out, we're more than happy to, you know, get those suggestions. Yeah, it's been awesome talking to you, Noah.
Yeah, great. Now, audience, for those of you who enjoy Nikki's Coconut Butter, the discount code is great, BYWG15. For those of you who have never tried it before, use this opportunity to try it. Yeah, it's a great product. It's small business, you know, all those kind of things. But when it comes down to it, it's something that you could do for your body that's healthy, that's low in sugar, but that's sweet, that just gives you sustained energy, and that's just enjoyable to eat. I love it. My kids love it, and I think you guys should try it as well. My name is Dr. Noah DeCoyer, your co-host, and you are listening to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. If you like what you've heard today, please share this with your friends and family. It's important to do that, because once you do that, you help other people find us, and we move up that iTunes chart, and we get the message out of our health and wellness and lifestyle even further. You can subscribe to our incredible weekly email at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com. And as I always end, thank you, and
As my oldest son Hayden says, be awesome and never unawesome.